I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. Yeah, once again, we're here. Better late than never.
We hope you enjoy the show.
Yeah, I tell you, we just had a crazy busy weekend this weekend at the Center for Creative Leadership, where I am a system consultant. System consultant is a fancy way of saying I'm the hired help. Anyway, I had to be in all weekend long while working on upgrading the infrastructure. And that's a computer term for the things that make us go at the computer center there. Anyway, so because of that, I got really tied up. And by the time Sunday came along and things were winding down, I was just pooped. Okay, what can I say? Plus, see, here's the other issue that that came along. I had a couple of servers die during the week, and I had to rebuild them, and I had to be in the computer room to do it. And the computer room was like 65 degrees, and I got chilled all the way down to the bone and had to fight off a cold. And so my voice is still a little rough. You can understand why I had to deal with that. So just a lot going on. Matter of fact, while I'm on that point of health issues, the Game Master won't be here today for his segment because whatever Pop got, he got too. So he's a little under the weather as well. Not to mention that, you know, I use a headphone and microphone here to do the podcast. Very nice little system that I've got here. I really, really like it. And the Game Master has one as well. It's not quite as upscale as mine. But our kitty, Tiger, chewed his wire in two on his headset. So not only is he not feeling well, his headset got chewed in two, at least the little wire there, which effectively silenced him, and so he won't be with us on the podcast today. He sends his regrets, and he'll be back next week as soon as I get a chance to solder some new plugs on the end of his wires. So, lots of fun, crazy stuff going on. And in that vein, I have a weird geek culture for you. Every so often, something comes along on the internet that just makes you scratch your head and go, what? This, without a doubt, is one of those times. This is an internet phenomenon video that's on YouTube. You gotta hear it to understand what I'm talking about, so I'm going to play it for you. But more than that, you need to see it. So go out to YouTube, okay? And in their little search bar there, put in Do the Cosmonauti. All right, now to spell that, it's CosmonauTy. And you'll understand what I mean by totally weird. Yeah.
Do the cosmonaut.
Yeah.
Do the cosmonaut.
Yeah.
Do the cosmonaut.
You're a zero-G hottie when you shake that space body. Step up the funk, drop the tongue, space junk. It's right here in the mirror dance. Feel we can lock the rocket, rock the cosmonaut. So you can see the Earth from this lofty space perch as you shake your jello like Nyet Funicello. Playing space banker bingo with some numbers from Ringo ain't going down like Otto when we pump the cosmonaut. When you launch a cosmonaut, pay. My over won't decay when I'm watching you sway to the booster hot heat of the cosmonaut elite. Sputnik and Apollo is sure hard to follow, but they can't hold it closer to the cosmonaut.
Right. Anybody want to try to explain that one to me? Sportnik, by the way, not Sputnik, which is the actual name of the Russian satellite that they put up first. No, it's Sportnik, according to their pronunciation. Yeah. Well, okay. Like I said, yes, just one of those you kind of have to see to believe. So, they say it's the new dance craze that is sweeping the universe. Right. Okay. Anyway, just in case you're wondering, Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network.
This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network.
TechPodcasts.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
And if it's weird, sometimes it's here too. Okay. Anyway, trust you enjoyed that little bit of geek culture. Let's take a look at the news this past week. The first big item that we saw is news that Microsoft is trying to kill the GPL. And of course, that's not really big news to anybody, but they are definitely kind of ramping it up to another level. You know, we've known that Microsoft's against open source and they are very much against Linux, but now they claim that 235 patents that they claim to hold are violated by open source projects. Now, you gotta be kidding, Microsoft. Just because they say that they do, of course, doesn't mean that they do. But the question is, will the evil empire succeed in ridding the galaxy of the forces of good? Let's hope not. Anyway, I think it's just a matter of keeping their own customers kind of on the farm and making sure they don't move over to open source because of fear. Anyway, weird story, but something is continuing to develop. The open source folks, of course, are coming out going, if you've got something, prove it. So we'll see how all that comes out. Next item, WordPress 2.2 is out. Now, you may know that my blog, Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon, is based on WordPress. It's running WordPress software, but it's not running 2.2 just yet. I like to let people kind of find all the potholes before I jump out there. And, you know, normally I'm an early adopter. Normally I'm out there right on the cutting edge, but I'm going to let this one go a little while before I jump over to it. But it sounds like some good stuff. New features include WordPress widgets, which allows you to easily rearrange and customize areas of the blog, so you can actually drag and drop areas. You know, now this is, of course, with the standard, default template. My voice is getting a little rough, so hang in there. They've now got full Atom support. They've got a new blogger importer, infinite comment stream, protection against activating a plugin or editing a file that will break the blog. That's good. Core plugin and speed. optimizations should make everything seem more snappy. Just all kinds of good stuff. So I'm looking forward to it, looking forward to moving to it, but not just right away. You know what I mean? All right. This one I like. It's dumb, but I like it. This item is proof that stupid users do exist. Now, let me say, I'm all for supporting users. I'm all for solving user problems. But anybody that's been in the technical field for any length of time, you've run across those users that you just kind of wonder. Yeah. You know, you wonder if the lights are on. If maybe they're a fry short of a Happy Meal. You know, those kinds of things. Well, here's one that proves that, yes, they are out there. A security expert guy basically said, okay, on the Google AdWords that say click here, what if I put a Google AdWord ad out there that said, drive-by download, is your PC virus-free? Get it infected here. And then a place to click to go to a place where your PC would be infected. Now you might think, oh, come on, Dr. Bill. Surely nobody would click on something on the internet that promises to infect their PC. Right. You know they did. Uh-huh. At least 409 people in 6 months clicked on his ad wanting to be infected. Now, to his credit, he did not infect them. He just put up a little sign that said, thank you for visiting our site, but they did not get infected. Wow. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? All right. Next item. Google has retooled. Google doesn't change all that much. Matter of fact, I like that about Google. They're not constantly changing things around. They're not adding weird, you know, rotating ads or crazy stuff like that. They just have a nice, plain, simple interface. But they have changed it, and they've added some new features. First time in a very long time. Matter of fact, they say in the article it's the most significant upgrade of the search engine in years. They've added videos, book excerpts, local store information into the main results page, and yet it still looks clean and neat. I kind of like it. I think it looks good. So, Google has retooled. Pretty neat. Now, I know that we don't have a Geek Software of the Week. That occasionally happens. For those of you that are just absolutely waiting to hear the drum roll, there's the drum roll. But we don't have a Geek Culture. I'm sorry, we did have a Geek Culture. We don't have Geek Software of the Week because I didn't have a lot of time to look for one, given that I was preparing for the big upgrade this past weekend. You know, my time just gets crunched occasionally. But here it is, podcast number 89. That's this podcast, number 89. That means next week's, or this coming Saturday's, will be podcast number 90. Whoa. We're getting close to the big 100, and the big 100 is going to be a big celebration. We're going to have stuff for you to win, prizes, just lots of stuff. So that's only about 10 or 11 weeks away. Get ready for it. It's going to be good stuff. Now, this is, as I say, podcast number 89, and I'm recording it on a Monday evening, believe it or not, and it's on May the, what is the date? The 21st. May the 21st. We're just about out of May. We're going to be getting over into June, which actually I'm kind of jazzed about because I like swimming. I like jumping in the lake and playing and swimming and having a good time. That's what I'm going to be doing. So, prepare to have a very happy doctor as he swims around in the lake. Yes, indeed. All right. I know this has been a short podcast, but my throat and my voice are just about to fade out. And rather than hear me going, ah, I think probably I should just kind of ease on out of here and not push it, shall we say. Makes sense to you? Kind of does to me. Anyway, there's that music. Hopefully my voice will be back to what it should be. And this coming Saturday, we'll have a bang-up show for you. Wow, this has got to be the shortest podcast I've done. But until next time, the doctor is out of here.